Track 26.
The Elves and the Shoemaker by the Brothers Grimm. Once upon a time, they lived a shoemaker. He became very poor and couldn't buy leather anymore. He had material for one pair of shoes only. So in the evening, he cut the leather into the shape of the shoes and left his work on the table. He planned to continue in the morning. In the morning, he saw a pair of shoes on his table. He was shocked and didn't know what happened. He took the shoes in his hands. They were very beautiful. Later that day, a woman came into the shop and liked the shoes. She paid more than the usual price. Now the shoemaker had enough money to buy leather for two pairs of shoes. That night, he cut out the leather, and in the morning, he again saw two pairs of beautiful shoes on the table. The shoemaker sold all of them. He soon had enough money to buy leather for four pairs of shoes. The same thing happened. He again found very beautiful four pairs of shoes in the morning. It happened every day in the same way. He cut the leather in the evening, and shoes were ready in the morning. Soon he became rich. One evening he said to his wife, "Let's wait and see who is making shoes." The woman liked the idea. They hid themselves and waited. At midnight, two little elves came into the room. They had very old clothes on. They were very quick and tidy. They finished their job and ran away quickly. The next morning, the woman said, "The little men helped us and we became rich. We need to thank them. They don't have good clothes on. I want to make them little clothes. You can help too. Make two little pairs of shoes for them." The man agreed. The shoemaker and his wife prepared their presents. They decided to give their presents to the little man. So the shoemaker didn't put any leather on the table that night. They put their presents on the table and then hid themselves and waited for the little man. At midnight, they came in and wanted to start making shoes, but they didn't find any leather. First, they were confused. And then they saw the clothes and became very happy. They dressed very quickly, put the pretty clothes on, and sang, "Now we are boys so fine to see, why should we longer shoemakers be?" They danced and sang their songs and left the room. From that time on, they didn't come anymore, but the shoemaker lived a happy life.